You wanna dance with me, no?
I can dance like Michael
Jackson.
I can get you the passion. It's a thriller in a track. Where we from? Baby, don't you wanna dance with me,
no?
I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could get you satisfaction. And you know we out here every day.
You can sing with it, right?
Show you how to get it, it go
right for you.
Never slide.
Never right for you. Basically, I'm saying either way, we rock the slide.
Can't let this one slide.
All right, guys.
2,000 shorties wanna tie the knot. 200 shooters on my brother's block.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
All right. So it is 9 o'clock in the morning. Been up since about 7. Can't sleep, got a lot on my mind. Hate when the microphone gives me that negative feedback. But anyway, no sequence. So I've been up since about 7, maybe 6:30. A lot of stuff been going through my mind. A lot of stuff, right? And I figured, might as well start being super transparent. You know, it's good for the soul. Get it all out. And listen to Drake at any time, because it just kind of helps out. But depression is a bitch. It's a nasty bitch, bro. Yeah. You know, I've been going through a lot of depression attacks, and it's been rough, you know, super rough. I normally I'm able to keep a stable head on everything, but I've been having breakdowns, crying. You know, I'm currently in Georgia. Currently at my mommy's house. I miss my daughter. You know, it's real hard not being able to just go and get her and see her and having to rely on FaceTime. Even though I'm glad FaceTime exists, it's a cool thing. But it's definitely not the easiest thing. So yeah. About to get it in, about to talk about some things, talk about a few things going on actually. What up? Welcome to Radical Jack's Views. I am your host with the most, Nemo Hose, aka Ringo Mandingo. Okay. Swaggy J, aka Do the Damn Thing, Radical Jizak, Talk Shit or Die Trying. Yeah. So, depression. It's not cool, man. It's a pretty rough thing that we go through sometimes, you know. Pretty sure everybody deals with it in some type of way. Maybe not as much as everybody else, but
It's hard, man.
Super hard. I decided to pick up everything and move to Georgia. All right. Now, I'm only supposed to be here for a few, but
nothing crazy.
Oh, excuse me. Nothing crazy. But moving to Georgia, of course, required me to leave my daughter behind. So that was rough. I don't really have much as far as people go. I don't really consider too many people a make it or break it type of vibe in my life. But I mean, obviously, you know where I'm going with this. My daughter definitely is that person for me, you know? And she just kind of surprises me every day with the things that she does now. You know, she's only 3, but I would swear like she's like 5 or 6. She just talks so well, and the way that she just does stuff. And you know, I mean, obviously that's just me being a parent, you know. It's not like I technically know exactly where stage is, what stage. It's just that for me, it's just kind of weird to believe that a 3-year-old, you know, talks and has conversations the way she does. It's pretty cool. So, you know, but yeah, so being in Georgia, I came here to do school. So I'm currently doing an IT program, getting my network plus cert, a Google IT cert, and then an A plus cert, you know, just to have some paperwork, you know what I'm saying? Get you a little jobby job, maybe a career. But yeah, so I've been here for about a month and a half, and in Texas, it's so weird. You know, it's like I got people all around me. I got people I can call at any given time. If I am cruising around at 2:30 in the morning, you know, there's certain people I know I can call, and it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, just go over there and kick it. No matter what time, you know, you just know there's certain people that you could just reach out to and do whatever, man. And it's like, I moved away from Georgia when I was 16, came back for a year, and then left again, right? So everybody I grew up with here, obviously we've gone on different paths, changed some things up. At the end of the day, we're not really what you would like to say is friends. You know, it's more like I know you, or we grew up together, but it's like, I don't know, I know what to expect when I see you type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, most of the dudes here are just living a different lifestyle than I would even deal with, you know? I ain't no thug, no gangster, nothing like that. I don't do all that ripping and running. I don't do the street thing like that. When I'm in the streets, it's because I'm going to a club or bar. You know, well, I don't really go to clubs anymore. More strip clubs than anything. But, you know, and it's crazy because it's like, since I've been here, it's like a whole new self-discovery mode has been activated. I can go to the strip club every single day, and I have went once. And I mean, technically, when I went, it was like when I first got here, just to go. You know what I'm saying? Like now, I think I've been here a month and a half, so it's like 45 days or so, right? Been out twice. Other than that, I just sit in a dark ass room all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking scary that I've gone from a place of always out in the sun, always out and about, driving around. You know, my car like literally just sits. I go out there and, you know, start it up and go to the store, or I'll go get something to eat, but that's it. And I mean, you know, somebody might think, well, that's normal. Not me, man. I'm always out. I'm always doing something. I'm always up. You know, I'm one of those people, I don't like to sit in the house. Sitting in the house is, it's sad to me because you're just not doing nothing. You got to move around. So I've lost weight, but it's obviously a negative way. You know, I used to be all in the gym and working out and stuff, and now it's just like, shit, I got rolls. Well, I'm kind of exaggerating. I don't have rolls, but I'm fatter than I want to be. I think I weigh like 218, 220, something crazy. got all this hair. I finally shaved my face off. You know, just trying to get back to something, trying to get to a healthy place mentally. It's definitely, you know, you look good, you feel good, right? So you try to make the outside look a little better. Little backstory, I haven't lived with my mother since I was 16. And I'm 29 now, right? So it's a long time not to live with your parents. And I mean, this ain't no, like, I left the house because I've grown, like, circumstances. I left Georgia to go to Job Corps. And from Job Corps, I went to Army. From the Army, I went back to Texas. So it's just like, literally just never lived with my mom since I was 16. It's wild. I've seen my mom probably once a year. Well, not even once a year. It's like in the last, what are we in, 2020? So the last 10 years, I've seen my mom twice, three times. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's wild to think. Like, it ain't often, bro. We talk on the phone all the time, but it's just like seeing, being around people is totally different than being on the phone. So, you know, for me, like, it's so cool to, like, finally be able to hang out with my mom, but it's also like trying to relearn everything, relearn who we are, because we've been away from each other for so long. It's like, it's such a weird dynamic, because, like, my mom is like one of my best friends, but, like, at the same time, it's like being here, like, you know, it's weird that I've grown into a different type of person. Like, I don't do hugs. I don't do, you know, let's hang out, or not let's hang out, but, like, I don't do affection like that, man. It's like, it's kind of like the detriment of my relationships too. Like, I've always, well, I can't say always. Wait, let me look back. Let me see. No. I can. Yeah, always. It's always been a detriment, man. I've always been closed off and not really ready to open up. Only time I ever really want to open up is if I'm drunk or high. So it's not really felt like it's genuine, even though it might be. Some stuff I can definitely say is, but, like, when you're not able to do it sober, some people look at it like, you know. And I think people don't understand how depression works, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been depressed since I was fucking, I don't know, my grandma says I've been depressed since I was 15, 16. I don't know, she said I was manic depressant when I was like 16 years old, which is funny, because I was like, depressed, I'm goofy, I make jokes, I'm dancing all the time, I'm singing, I'm the life of the party, no alcohol, no drugs. And then the older you get, you realize, like, damn, bro, when you're the nigga that makes everybody laugh, who makes you laugh? When you're the person that everybody calls and, like, hey, let me dump all my emotions and energy on you. And you're turning around like, well, who the fuck do I dump my shit on? And if anybody's listening and I'm using a little bit of a profanity, I'm sorry if you don't like it. It's just a little venting going on. Yeah, man. So what are we doing this morning? I woke up and I just decided to talk. I just wanted to get some stuff off my chest. See? So I said I was going to get off Facebook like 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, something like that. I made like a big old dramatic scene about it. I posted on Facebook like, only way you can reach me is my text or my phone number and my podcast. Otherwise, I'm gone. And then I proceeded to continue to stay on Facebook and Instagram, yada, yada, yada. But this morning, I just deactivated all that shit. It's dead. So there is no more Radical Jack's views on Instagram. There is no more Radical Jack movies on Facebook. Like, this is it. The pod, Anchor, Spotify. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I could promote on Snapchat, but on Snapchat, I only get like 40 views. So that's 40 people. Cool beans. Hopefully, if you listen to this shit, you subscribed on something. You know, when I post, you get a notification. You know, now I got to do some groundwork, send text out and stuff, but I mean, it's easier. I probably post it on Twitter, but on Twitter, I'm just a regular guy. You know, I ain't walking around here with 500 plus followers, and some people are like, 500, that ain't shit. But, you know, I don't know, Travis. If you listening, maybe I'll buy your Instagram, bro. He got 20,000 followers. I could use that. But I digress. Depression is a bitch. And if you suffer from it, don't hide it. Don't run from it. Acknowledge it. Accept who it is, what it is. Accept who you are, you know? Just like being bipolar. You know, my mom asked me the other day, are you bipolar? And, you know, for the first time in my life, I actually thought about, like, going to see a doc and seeing, like, yo, am I bipolar? Like, because I promise y'all, man, like, I be on, man. Like, sometimes I be all over the place. Just bing, 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 bing. Ready to go. Ready to laugh and joke. You know, the other day, me and my mom, we were out and about. We were shopping. And I don't know what happened, man. It was so crazy. We was driving. Oh, we went and we looked at some of the old houses we used to live at, right? And I don't know if this is just like a spiritual thing or what, but we went to one house and I hated it. I hated the whole time we lived there. Like, legit hated high school, hated everything about that area that we lived in. And you know, it's like nothing bad ever happened. I just never liked that place. I never got a good vibe from it. So it was wild. Like, that's when I first started my whole trying to be a rapper thing, you know? And I mean, you know, I could write, but I had no delivery, man. I didn't know how to rap. I just thought rapping was talking, you know? What up, man? I didn't know you had to actually, like, pop, 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 you know, go hard with it. But anyway, we went over there, and I don't know what happened, man. We drove by, and then next thing you know, we were supposed to go get something to eat, and then, man, I just started crying, and it was wild, like, whole time. And I'm driving, too, so it's, you know, it's not a cool thing when you sit up here and you're supposed to be driving around and, you know, saying, like, you don't want to control the wheel, and then all of a sudden, you know, tears start flowing and all this other stuff. That's scary. So I was just, I came to the house. I came into this room that I'm in. If you could see my room, you'd understand, like, man, it's dark. And I mean, like, Batman wouldn't even want to be here, bro. This is some Bane darkness. And, you know what I'm saying? I just laid in here and cried. I don't know how much time went by. My mom came back. She was just like, I can't let you just sit in the house, you know. And I'm very thankful to God for that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, who knows? You know, when you get in those dark places, you don't know where you're going to go. You know what I'm saying? I've struggled with suicidal thoughts and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, now that I'm this age, I don't use it as an excuse. You know, like, I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's cool to, oh, suicide, ha, 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 ha. Like, no, I know what it's like, but I don't embrace it. You know, when you get to a certain point of sadness, you have to know you're out. I could be depressed. I mean, that's, you know, hey, I'll be depressed, but when the suicide shit starts happening, you got to move around. You got to get around good people. Call somebody that you know is just going to take your mind off of it, give you the energy you need at the moment. You try praying too, you know. Some people that work, some people you may not be in a mood to pray. You know, it just depends on who you are, I guess. There we go. Dang, my mic felt like it was super loud. So yeah. But I just really got on here just to talk my pain away, I guess. I've been feeling like a little loser. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like, being in school is cool, right? You're a student, yada, 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 right? But, you know, my baby mama called me, or the mother of my child. I don't really like the baby mama term. It's low-key disrespectful. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, Ariel likes to be mad at me for random stuff sometimes, but she called me and was just like, you're a bad dad. You're gone. You're going to walk away from parenting for 3 months. Blah, 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 blah. So, you know, like, me already being in the sad place that I was at, like, that shit just crushed me. Because it was just like, yo, like, at the end of the day, like, no matter what, the dad shit, I'm shitting on you niggas. Like, I don't, it's not hard to be a dad. And anybody who pretends like, oh, yeah, parenting is, like, especially dudes, like, fam, being a dad is so easy. So easy. I can't even describe how much of a piece of shit I think niggas are that don't take care of their kids. Like, bro, this shit is easy as hell. You got one person that you ain't got to do shit for but show up. Literally. Time. All you got to do is give time. And these kids will love you to the fucking moon and back. You know what I'm saying? And I say these kids because, you know, my daughter's brother and her cousins, like, I'm all their dad at the end of the day because their dads are pieces of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas is trash, which is crazy because they got, like, some of the best kids in the world. All them dudes creative and smart. And then, you know, it's just wild, man. It's wild. It's wild. I would never understand how you can't be a parent. Like, forget all the money talk. Just show up. Literally. You can go to your kid and watch TV. Go walk around. Go to the park. It's free. Me and my daughter went to the park one day. I picked her for school. We went to a doctor's appointment. After the doctor's appointment, went to the park, and we was at the park for like an hour and a half. That don't cost money. That don't cost nothing. That's just time. Just walking around. All we did was walk around in a circle. We didn't even go to the playground because of Corona and all that stuff. It was closed off. So all we did was walk around. We did 2 miles, and we had a ball. Looking at birds and trees and like nothing. It's like, bro, you have no excuse. At the end of the day, if you don't want to be a parent, like, it's you. It's your fault. So, you know, when Journey's mom said that to me, it just kind of broke me. Like, that was my breaking point for a lot. I just couldn't take it. It was a very bad day for me. It's emotional, it's crying, you know, snotty, just, it was bad. And I mean, obviously she apologized and all that kind of stuff. That's cool. Like, when you know people, you know how they are, you know what they mean. So, you know, everybody's been in a relationship, you know how it goes. But, you know, it just made me feel lower than low, you know. So that shit didn't bother me, man. Just not being around my baby is just super hard. And it's only 3 months. Like, imagine if I had to do this shit for a year or something. Like, I don't know. Dude, crazy. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. But I got off social media because I realized how bad it is, how much of a distraction it really can be, how much time you really lose just being on it. Like, think about it, man. You're on social media, right? You wake up in the morning, first thing you do is pick up your phone. You pick up your phone to check and see your notifications or check and see if you got a message or shit. Sometimes you just scroll just to see, like, okay, well, what does everybody else's morning consist of? And this is like, bro. And don't get me wrong, this ain't everybody. Some people can get off social media and just call it a day. I'm one of those people. I have an addicting personality. When you got an addicting personality, that means that everything that you do can become addicting. Anything. Because that's just how you are. That's how your personality is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. Matter of fact, let's do some Googles, right? Let's get a full-time definition of this, right? Let's see. See, normally I would have did like some research and all this other stuff, but all right. go. What are some traits of an addictive personality? Related to, well, let me see, hold on. You know, sometimes some of these sites you be on, like, be trash. Okay. So you're apathetic, unable to self-regulate, obsessive and compulsive, disconnected and cautious, adventurous and risk-taking, experiencing other mental health disorders, or related to others who have developed addiction. So low-key, that's like all over the place. It says, nevertheless, there are traits that can be recognized in people who have a higher risk of becoming addicted to psychoactive substances rather than just being able to moderate behavior. People with this higher addiction risk, and then it includes all these things, you know, related to others, experiencing other mental adventures, risk-taking, disconnected, blah, blah, blah. Now, those mental disorders that are associated with it, of course, depression, bipolar disorder, mood disorders in general, anxiety, panic disorder, PTSD, schizophrenia, antisocial personality disorder. That is what I suffer so much from, antisocial personality disorder. I know for a fact that is me. I'm the only person I know that will, well, some of y'all post it on the internet, but I know in real life, like, I tell people all the time, oh, I don't have friends. I want friends. I want to do stuff. And then what happens? People want to do stuff, and I'm just like, nah, I'm good. Let me stay in my bubble, right? So it says the major feature of antisocial personality disorder is a pervasive disregard for the rights of others and a lack of empathy for others. Individuals with APS often manipulate others for their own ends, but this manipulation is extreme and pervasive. Individuals with APS rarely view other individuals as people, but instead view others as a means for them to achieve whatever they want. The inability of individuals with APS to empathize with others, which, you know, if you don't know what empathy is, it's understanding another's feelings from their point of view. But yeah, APS is, let me see, what does it say? The inability of individuals with APS to empathize with others is responsible for much of the behavior that these individuals engage in. Now, I'm not that goddamn bad, but I do manipulate people. And, you know, you gotta be transparent, right? You gotta be open and honest, right? So it also says it's important to note that most people use others to obtain personal goals at one time or another in their life, and that individuals diagnosed with APS use others to obtain their goals on a regular basis. These individuals are unable to conceptualize other people's. Whoa. Yo, remember, I just woke up. Don't think I can't read. These individuals are unable to conceptualize other people as feeling individuals. Instead, they see them as a means to an end for themselves. Individuals with APS would typically display issues with self-centeredness and conduct problems before. Individuals with APS would typically display issues with self-centeredness and conduct problems before they are 15. Very often, these issues involve the lack of empathy that they often display later, such as abuse or aggression towards people or animals, destruction of property, stealing, and additional violations of others' rights. In general, people with antisocial personality disorder display these types of symptoms. Aggressiveness, irritability, impulsive behaviors, a chronic pattern of attempting to deceive others, including lying and using fake names or cheating, repeatedly engaged in unlawful acts, repeated problems sustaining important personal obligations such as those related to personal relationships, work, school, or other important areas of a person's life, chronic issues with reckless or irresponsible behavior, a consistent lack of remorse or consistent indifference regarding their own actions and how they affect others, a pattern of behavior that has been established early in a person's development before the age of 15. Now, what does that all mean? Damn, this nigga crazy. No. So I don't exhibit all those things. I don't lie to people. Actually, you know what? So I don't lie as far as X. So if you ask me, hey, X, do you have $20? And I tell you no, Depending on the look on my face, you can tell I'm lying, obviously. But, because I'm always going to have $20. But I lie when I say I'm broke, or I lie, yo, I can't do it. I'm crunch for time. Because the person that I am, like, I'll actually do it if I really care. But some of this stuff is like 100% me, right? So repeated problems sustaining important personal obligations such as or related to personal relationships, work, school, or other important areas of personal life, that is hard, right? So the running gag in my circle of friends is like, bro, like I'll drop a, I change jobs like I change draws. Like that's the thing. Everybody knows X, and when you come up to me, you'd be like, well, where are you working at now? And you know, I mean, that's not a good thing, obviously. It's not like something to brag about. It's cool that I get a job, but it's not cool that I don't keep them, right? The longest I've had a job is, what, 3 years, 3.5 years, whatever. What's up, Uncle Sam? Other than that, yeah, it's a year or gone, basically. You know what I'm saying? It's rough. So I always thought that when I was a little kid, I was like, oh, I want to be a marine biologist. Like, that was my thing. I'm going to be in the ocean. I'm be studying whales. All these other big old mammals and sea creatures, fish. I'm gonna find Nessie one day, you know, all that crazy stuff, man. Find a giant octopus alive, you know, because if you guys don't know, random fact here, there's been no giant octopus ever recovered from the ocean that's alive. Every time they pull them out, they die. I don't know if that's God, just like, you know, he don't want y'all messing with his creatures or what, but yeah, the giant octopus, I mean, boy, I am slacking. Squid. Giant squid. Anyway, yeah, they all die. But yeah. So the reckless behavior and irresponsible behaviors, right? So I am a alcoholic, right? So some people like to use the word recovering or recovered, and I don't care about none of that. All right, at the end of the day, I'm an alcoholic. I was one at one point in my life, and the gene is there. So at any given point in time, if shit hits the fan, I can turn to a bottle, and that shit will be water. So I will say I haven't been drunk in forever, but you know what I'm saying? It's there. But being an alcoholic, I've done stupid stuff. Right, so I've attempted to kill myself driving in my Lexus. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of weird that I'm talking to, well, I guess I'm just talking to myself. Just hope that somebody hears this. Anyway, so I was driving one night, right? I woke up. You know what? Let's get personal, right? Forget about it, right? Radical Jack, right? Y'all want to hear some stories? All right, story time, right? So I had sex with three girls, right? Three nights. Three different chicks, all raw, terrible, right? Smash one, smash another one, smash another one. Then I was going to smash another one, and then I was like, yo, you gotta chill, because I smashed them all raw, right? So, and I was just like, I couldn't remember, like, if I nutted them or not. I was that drunk. Like, it was just literally like a, just drinking, dude. And I mean, these ain't randoms either. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm not disgusting. Jesus. But, and I took a shower. Chill. But yeah, so like three girls, you know, three nights, and I thought they all could have been pregnant. And it was just like, at that point in my life, I was just, I don't know, I was reckless all over the place. And what's crazy to me, side note, is being a dad, I've never had these problems. But before I was a dad, I thought life was so just, oh, you're not good enough, you're not doing nothing, blah, 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 blah. So, three girls, three nights. And I just remember I woke up from a little nap from alcohol, and I took a shot, you know, had my wild turkey with me, and I was just like, I'm going to die today. Yep. And then I was like, well, let me see if I can find somebody that'll help me out, right? So I went to a bar and met my homegirl up. I told her, like, yo, I'm really feeling like I'm gonna die, bro. Like, I wanna kill myself, like, word. And she was just like, shut up. Like, she didn't even care. And I mean, maybe she was joking, maybe she thought I was joking, because I know my personality is hard to read sometimes. But at the time, I was so out of it, like, I didn't wanna recognize none of that. It was just like, oh, you don't care. Okay, well, then, shit, nobody cares. So I got in my car, and I was like, man, I'm gonna die tonight, and I know how I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go blazing. I'm gonna get behind the wheel, and I'm gonna just speed, and I'm gonna just drive off into a ditch, right? And I know, like, yo, that's wild. Like, why would you think that? But bro, like, real life, that's what I was thinking about. I was like, I'm going to die today. I didn't text nobody, I didn't call nobody. I just got behind the wheel and I just gunned it. And I was like, cool, if a cop, you know, gets behind me, then bet. Like, I'll just do a chase and then I'll get out and run, blah, 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 right? I mean, I had all this mapped out in about 15 seconds. So, got in the car, drove down Calabria, as fast as I could. Never saw no cop, right? Got on the 410. Going. I mean, I'm doing like 110, 120. You know what I'm saying? And I drove from Calabria all the way to I-10, which is a good, I'd say a good 8 to 10 miles, you know, give or take. And I was doing like 120 whole time. And then when I got to I-10, it started hitting me. Something hit me. Something started hitting me. All right. And it was like, at the time, Sultan's was popping, right? So, and that's a hookah bar, if you guys, you know, whatever. And I went there. Something just hit me, right? It's just like, stop somewhere. So I went there because I was already drunk. And of course, I was like, well, bet I'll just pull up. So I got there, and then when I walked inside, I was mad. I was like, man, I'm about to fight somebody. Anybody I find that looks at me off or just does anything that I can pretend is a sign, that's it. I'm going off, right? So I walk inside. First thing I do, close the DJ's laptop. Sorry, Justin. Close that. All the music in the whole building shuts off. Then I walk outside, all right? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Blah, blah, blah. And then Kenny comes outside. Kenny's like, bro, what the hell is wrong with you? And I was like, oh no. He's like, man, come on, let's go outside. So we went to the parking lot. And before I know it, I'm crying. Like, just boo-hooing. I mean, ugly cry. It is disgusting cry. In this nigga's shoulders. Like, this nigga just gave me a hug and I'm just crying. Like, bad. And I think that was the first time I ever had like a real mental breakdown. Let me see. Yeah. Yeah, that was bad. I ain't never did that in front of nobody. You know, it's one thing to do it by yourself, but when you do it in front of your people, yeah, that was bad. I mean, I boo-hooed in this man's arms like he was my man. So I told him what happened. I was like, yeah, man, I just, you know, I don't even know what was going wrong. I mean, I honestly was chilling. I had my own spot, had my car. Maybe I didn't have insurance, but I mean, who cares? Ignore that. Care. Get insurance. Get car insurance, guys. But yeah, I didn't have any. But I mean, at the time, like, I was good. I think I was like working at Wells Fargo or something. Maybe Chase. I don't know. I was chilling though. Like, it wasn't even a bad time in life. Like, that's how bad it was. I was just depressed. And I was having sex with like 3 different chicks. Like, bro, what? It was life. And they weren't ugly. Like, this is wild. I don't know, man. I don't know what happened, man. It was just, I don't know. I guess I just felt like life sucked. And then when I thought about it, that week, you know, the 3 different girls, I was like, they could all be pregnant. That's 3 kids, 3 baby mamas. And you ain't even pregnant. I mean, you ain't even an adult or whatever the word is. Whatever I'm trying to say. I wasn't ready. I wasn't responsible. That's the word. I wasn't responsible. All right. I think this was all like 2015, 2014, 2015 probably. But yeah, maybe early 2016. But yeah, at that point, that's when I realized, like, dog, like, I got a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit came across my face, like, bro, it was a problem. I mean, just, you know, oops, That was a bad, that wasn't supposed to repeat. But yeah, it was a problem. You know what I'm saying? So, I think I quit drinking, all that kind of stuff, cut my hair off, like, just did a whole revamp, you know, try to reset. And then, yeah, that was the worst part of my adult life before becoming a parent. Like, that was the worst part of anything. Like, I just felt like that's when I realized that depression was real. That. So, I said all that because we're talking about APS, right? I know you guys thought I got off track, but no. Reckless behavior. I used to drink all the time, and that was the worst of it. I used to drink and drive all the time, always drinking. I always had a bottle of Wild Turkey in my trunk. I always had alcohol at my house. Like, if there was anything, if I didn't have food, I was going to have drink. I promise. Anything. Tequila, whiskey, maybe vodka here and there, but vodka is not my drink of choice. It's just kind of like a, if you got to, do it, but it's mainly beer, whiskey, and tequila, right? So, yeah. And that's my APS. The reckless, irresponsible behavior. You know what I'm saying? I'm also very bad at empathy. It's not that I don't know what it is, okay? Like, I'm not a psycho. It's the fact that I don't act on it. I'm very big on the I don't care thing. Very big on telling people I don't give a fuck. You know, like, that's my thing. That's my go-to. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Which obviously is a facade that I put up because vulnerability is scary for me. You know, it's just not something that I want to deal with. I don't like letting people in. At the end of the day, I have trust issues, but my trust issues aren't like, for instance, all right, in my relationship, in Ariel, in me and Ariel's relationship, right? The whole time we were together, 3 years together, I never went through her phone. Never. Never went through her phone, never went through anything. Never never checked on who she's called, who's calling her, ever. Like, not one time have I ever done that because I don't care. I know I just said I don't care about nothing, right? Yeah. But no, I don't care. At the end of the day, I feel like this. If you're in a relationship, do your part. If you don't do your part, it will come out. If you're a cheater, you're going to get caught. Doesn't matter how slick you are. That's not to say you're going to get caught, you know, in the first 5 years either. You can be cheating 15, but best believe something will happen. Or the person already knows and they just don't want to leave you. They're scared, or, you know, whatever. All that other stuff. Semantics. But, yeah, whole time we were together, I never checked her phone, never did any of that stuff because I don't have trust issues when it comes to that kind of stuff. I have trust issues with people. I will put more responsibility on you for being my friend than I will for you being my girlfriend. I mean, as my friend, I expect you to be there for me. As my friend, I expect you to listen to me. I expect you to let me vent to you. I expect you to drop everything quick, X is in trouble type shit, you know? And that's incredibly, incredibly selfish. It's incredibly irresponsible to put that type of energy into somebody else. And maybe that's because of the only child thing. I don't have brothers and sisters. I mean, okay. Sorry, Reek. Sorry, Takia. Devaris, Devon. Sorry. Look, it's not that y'all ain't my siblings, right? But y'all are, but I mean, growing up, from 1 to 16, I was only child. Them niggas existed, but they didn't live in the house with me, so at the end of the day, it was me and my mom in Georgia, so it ain't like I was seeing my brothers and sister every weekend or something, right? So yeah, the only child thing, you know, it's different. You don't have siblings. It's hard to, let's see, how can I paint this for you guys? Okay, how about this, right? However old you are right now, if you have brothers and sisters, imagine they don't exist. Imagine your parents dying. I know this is real morbid, right? But imagine your parents dying. Imagine not having parents at all. And then imagine not having your brother or sister. Just imagine it's just you. That was a pause for dramatic effect. Now, look, that's it. Once your parents die, it's only you. That's it. I am the only child that Joseph and Tara have. When Joseph and Tara die, I'm the only thing from them. Don't get me wrong. You know, there's other kids that are related to me that didn't come from my mother. But me, Joseph, and Tara, that's it. I don't have no brothers and sisters. And from 1 to 16, that's how my life was. I didn't have anybody to vent to. I didn't have anybody. If I didn't have friends, I was all alone. X is in his head. Imagination land. Playing video games by myself. I'm like, you know, so like now, my cousin to try to, you know, Chris wants to play co-op and all that. I'm like, bro, I'm tired of playing campaign. I've been playing campaign my whole life, bro. I want to be online and talk to people. You know what I'm saying? I wish that I could have had that when I was a kid. And don't get me wrong, like, I'm like, kind of, well, I'm not even exaggerating, bro. Like, I mean, you know, Xbox, like, wait, online talking didn't come until the 360. And by that time, I was already in high school and, like, my friends were my friends, you know, whatever. But not having siblings sucks, bro. It's rough. Right now, at my mom's house, it's just me. I don't have nobody to hang out with. Like, I'm in Georgia by myself. That's, like, the source of my depression right now is that I don't have anybody here. And it's so weird to feel this way. Because I've never disliked being a loner until I finally, like, I think God just put me here to see, like, bro, you, it's not healthy to be alone, man. And I think that's what I'm finally understanding. It's just not healthy. I might have lost track here. I'm not gonna lie. I know I was talking about the APS. And reckless behavior. I don't really know how I got to the only child's part. But anyway, here now, I'm alone. And I mean, I guess, I just want to say it's scary. It's different. It's crazy to go from, that's where we started. It's crazy to go from having a person to call at all times a day to absolutely zero. And the mother of my child, you know, like, she likes me on some days and hates me on others. So I leave her alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless I'm talking to Journey, like, we don't really talk. Every blue moon, if I have a dream or something, I'll text her and make sure she's all right. But that's about it. All right? Because I know how she is. I just let her do her thing. But, like, it's rough. You know, I look at, because I'm 29, so, you know, people start getting married and stuff, man. So I'm looking at couples, looking at people, you know, doing this corona time, you know, a lot of couples have been able to have a lot more time together, you know. So I look at people going on dates and all this other stuff. And, you know, I'm not too above anybody to say, like, I don't want that, you know. Obviously, everybody wants a partner. Nobody wants to be on this earth alone. That's fine. Come on, that's weird. I've seen people live their life alone. That is not for X. Like, that is not the business, bro. I mean, if you do, like, you need to have a big friend circle, and you better be partying a lot, because just being alone, that's the most depression shit in the world. And I feel bad for anybody that's like that. I recommend, you know, I really, really, really push that you find somebody, friend, anything, just a mate, you know what I'm saying? And I mean in, like, a British way, not no, like, sexual way. You know, get you an old chop. But, yeah. Straight up, you know, find you somebody, man. Find somebody to hang out with. There's Facebook groups and all that stuff. And I mean, if you're like me, then it's going to be way harder to do that. Me personally, I'm very not reaching out-ish. Whatever the term for that would be. I'm very big on family, right? So my uncles are like my brothers. I'm the oldest sibling out of all my actual siblings. But my uncles are like my big brothers. So that's who I always have to reach on to. Being in Georgia, that's who I've always been. I can go to my uncle's houses, you know what I'm saying, and hang out with them. And I'd be good. But other than that, it's like, you know, chilling. I'm in school now, and I feel like if it was in person, it'd be a lot easier to make friends. But doing it online, it's like, oh, okay. Like, it's so easy to just get off the webcam. But, you know, I mean, me and my classmates have planned link ups and all this other stuff, and it's like every time we just don't. Like, nobody wants to get out. You know, then the whole Corona thing. You know, some people are really afraid of it still. I'm way past that by now. I mean, if you look on Instagram and all that stuff, I don't believe anybody really cares anymore, man. I mean, like, honestly, you guys pretend. At this point, everybody's pretending, bro. You got every, like, okay, so for all my Texas listeners, and I mean, anybody else who's listening and your current area is like masked up or nothing. Some of these places, like coming to Georgia from Texas, is a total different ball game, bro. In Texas, you got to be masked up everywhere you go. Period. Point blank. Paragraph. That's it. You don't have a mask, you're not going inside. In Georgia, man, they don't care, bro. Like, there are some places that are like mask, blah, blah, blah. But they don't care if you wear it or not. Like, they got the sign up that says wear a mask.
But
at the end of the day, if you walk in there with no mask, they ain't gonna kick you out. And that's wild to me. I mean, it's just wild to me because I'm just like, I've been an advocate of no mask anyway because germs and the immune system, they need each other, so whatever. Plus, the size of the actual virus is small enough to get through the mask, so it's kind of like pointless. You know, I get it. I think it's the placebo effect. It makes you feel good. The vapors from your mouth are protected by the mask, but at the end of the day, they're not. Look at the size of it. It's like one nanometer or something like that. Like, shit, if you could smell through your mask, then you can contract anything that's in the air. Bottom line. So if it ain't a certified gas mask, then hey, dog, you ain't doing nothing. But I digress. Being lonely sucks. And I had to find a way to get out of that, right? So I've blocked out social media. That was my point here. We found it. We came back, y'all. So social media was the thing that I had to get off of. I woke up this morning and, yeah, I had to let it go. I had to. I deactivated it. Normally, I just delete the apps, but I actually deactivated my Facebook today. So it's actually dead. And I've been posting a lot about Donald Trump and the election. Side note, let's get this off. Make sure you guys are voting. Make sure you guys are voting. Make sure you guys are exercising your right to vote. I say that to say I'm not voting. All right. So this is all falling into the Facebook dropping stuff, right? So I don't vote because at the end of the day, Donald Trump or Joe Biden is going to win, right? And a lot of people be like, I'm picking the lesser of two evils. Like, okay. I just feel like this, right? The lesser of two evils thing shouldn't even be a thing. If you are an active voter, you are an active participant, like you guys pretend to be, how is it the lesser two evils are the last two that you want to pick? If everybody's so into voting and yada, 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 how were these people getting past the primaries and all this stuff, and then you, oh, the lesser two evils. Now you want to vote. Why didn't you vote when there was eight of them Democratic people trying to go? Why didn't you, you know, have your say-so then? Like, that is weird to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's super weird, bro. And then you guys don't know your senators or governors or anything, and you're not out here voting locally. You don't care about the election that affects your county, your city, your state. So, yeah, that's weird. Anyway, I don't vote because I'm going to live in America regardless. I'm not one of these people. I'm moving to Canada. I'm moving to Mexico. I'm going to Europe. Like, no, I'm going to be in America. So if Joe wins, oh well. If Trump wins, I mean, the last 4 years haven't sucked, so whatever. Believe whatever you want. Trump's America ain't no different than Obama's America, ain't no different than Clinton's America. Like, from the 90s to today, everything's the same, all right? Racism hasn't gotten worse. It ain't got better. Well, I guess it always gets better. But, I mean, is that saying much? No. At the end of the day, as long as I've been black, if I walk into an matter of fact, let's scratch that. All right, let's scratch that. Let's talk about racism real quick. I know we was talking about the presidency and all that stuff. Bottom line, vote, right? All right, so look, let's talk about racism because I'm really getting tired of the racism thing. So if you are a black male and you are above the age of 16 years old and you have facial hair, let's just say you're at least 5'10". What you white people and other people who don't like to claim the racism stuff, you know, like my Hispanic people that look white, so they go to the white side, they don't care about black lives, or y'all think like we over-exaggerate stuff. Bro, black men, once you turn 16, you're no longer a cute kid, you're no longer a non-threat, all right? You get on the elevator with a white person, they clutch their purse. You walk down the street, people will go to the other side of the street to get away from you. You know, you're jogging, people get away from you. And yeah, oh, well, that's just courtesy. No, it ain't courtesy, bro. It's not courtesy. If there's space, if you see other people going by them and they don't move, but they move when they see your black ass coming around, fam, it's the little subtle things that, like, people don't, they act like they don't know. Like, racism is not even that big of a deal. Like, bro, you don't know what it's like to be looked at. Just walking into I walked into a Gucci store one time and the dude looked at me like, why is that nigga even like thinking about coming in here? I mean, stare down the whole time over here looking at some $800 shoes just because it was cool. But it's like, fam, like, why are you looking at me? And another black dude walks in. So then another salesman walks around and like he's watching him. And it's like, bro, there's like 13 white people in here, y'all just big chilling, but the two niggas is like, yo, that's weird. And it's like, maybe, you know, being in the army, I realized that like the whole racism thing is TV based mainly, because it's like, you white boys who don't grow up around white people, I mean, grow up around black people, like y'all really believe the hood movies, or y'all believe the commercials, or y'all believe the TV shows, like. Any black man that's been in the army can attest to this. You've been asked, well, do you even have a father? Do you have a dad? Did you grow up in a two-parent household? Oh, you. Or you know, any black man in general that knows how to talk. Oh, you talk so well. Oh, wow. You know, one time I was at work and you know, I was I was just talking on the phone, and of course this lady, oh, wow, what's your name? And I told her, well, my name's Xavier. You know, and she's like, oh, okay, well, that's different. That's nice. Can I ask you a question? And of course, I already knew where it was going. Yes, ma'am. What's going on today? You can ask me anything. Are you black? Yes. She's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Like, you talk so well. You know, normally I can always tell when it's one of you guys. And I was just like, well, thank you. Appreciate it. I'm glad that you acknowledge me speaking proper English. You know, it's just, it's the little things like that that I feel like white people overlook or act like they don't know about. Like, fam, like, it's crazy that you can't talk well in a black school with black kids. As soon as I moved to Georgia, I was the whitest kid in my school. Why you talk like that? You talk white. 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 Like, bro, No, nigga, I know how to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you want me to do? Oh, nigga, you know what I'm saying, man? Pull up, man. We about to do, what the fuck? Why would I talk like that? It doesn't make sense. Anyway, racism is always going to be here. It's 100% real. And at the end of the day, you can make excuses for it or you can move it out your way. I'm not going to let no white man get me out of my character. I'm not going to let a white lady get me out of character. Want to call me a nigger? Cool. I'm not going to beat your ass for calling me a nigger, though. I promise. For what? What does that do? Okay, wait, you know what? Depending on the situation, I'm not going to beat your ass for calling me a nigger. Let's rephrase. But more than likely, I'm just going to walk away and call you a clown. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, it's like, you know, they try to, my thing about racism is like black people are painted as the animals and we're painted as the aggressors and all this other stuff. But find me a few videos of white people, I mean, of black people, like literally just attacking white people. Like, for real, like, go online and find videos of black people just going off on white people. You won't. You literally won't. Without being provoked, without being accused, without being told such and such this, you look like this, without the conversation being escalated by non-black people. And I hate that you even, like, I hate that this is even a topic or a subject, bro. Like, let's go back. Let's go back to the president thing, right? If you vote for Donald Trump, you're a coon. You know, consciousness. What is it? It's consciousness. I just saw it a little while ago. Let me see if I can find this shit. It was funny. Somebody made a, oh, I deleted Instagram. I can't tell you. Either way, coon stands for like Caucasian syndrome, but they broke it down. It was hilarious. But
it's like Caucasian is under the influence. Something. Either way,
voting for Donald Trump doesn't mean you're a coon. Voting for Joe Biden doesn't mean that you're pro-black. It just means that you're voting for two faces that America has given you. Like, that's what you guys got to realize. That's what. Look, an opinion. Shout out to Deshaun J, bro. Like, this man said it on Snapchat. He was like, having an opinion, and I mean, a lot of people say this, but still, he said, well, since when did having an opinion just become such a thing that triggers attack mode? He said, if I go to a restaurant and I ordered burgers, fries, and a shake, because that's what I like, you don't get the right to tell me, oh, you wrong for ordering that. You should have blah, blah, blah. And that's what y'all do. Oh, you're voting for Trump? Oh, you don't like your color. You don't like your people. You don't like your race. You're a coon, Uncle Tom. You a silly nigga. You stupid. You ignorant as fuck. You dumb. Blah, blah, blah. Like, chill. Big chill. At the end of the day, they're both white guys. At the end of the day, they're both old white guys. At the end of the day, they've both called black people niggas at some point. At the end of the day, if their daughters were with a black dude, it would rage them out of control. And the worst part is, Joe Biden is worse than Donald Trump, but you niggas are just too ignorant to even think about that. Just going off his past. And, you know, yeah, I get it. Maybe he didn't, quote unquote, write the crime bill, but the nigga is so for segregation, and he's for the crime bill, and he's for destroying black homes. No matter what you say about Donald Trump, there's nothing that you see that has been detrimental to black people as a whole, except for you people who keep saying he incites racist. There is no... Me saying, niggas, we got to rise up and kill white people. Like, that doesn't incite anything. That's just, okay, if somebody's stupid enough to believe that and listen, all right, oh, well, he's Donald Trump. He's the president. He has so much command over. No, he doesn't. If that was the case, then everybody would vote for him. And he would be in for 8 regardless if he had that much power and control. You guys want to sit up here and pretend Joe Biden is like God's gift. Him and Kamala Harris are terrible. Joe can't even remember what he ate for breakfast. Come on. Come on. Like, seriously. I'm not here to persuade you to vote for either one. I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, you're not making a bad choice with either one because it's two sides of the same coin. The only difference is policy for policy, bro. Like, I don't give a damn about a white boy being racist. I'm black in America. I'm used to it. You niggas is used to it too. I don't know why y'all keep trying to pretend that racism is the reason that you voting for whatever. That's so stupid. White people have been white people. And yo, if you white, listen to this. Look, I fuck with you, but nigga, like, you know how your family gets down. Don't play with me. All of y'all know how your families are. You got that uncle. Them niggas ain't shit. You know it. Like, all of y'all do. It is what it is. That's not a lie. It's not an exaggeration. I got white friends. I went to predominantly white schools. I can hang out with all of them. I got boys like that. What's up, Grant? You know what I'm saying? He been on the show. Y'all heard him. Like, at the end of the day, he said it. It happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to let that racist nonsense go. If you're voting, vote for policies that affect your life and go with what you believe in. Not because you think or you're so stupid to believe that, oh, well, he's racist and he's not. Stop it. Stop it. At the end of the day, if you want to go off of that kind of stuff, people like to pull up the history and, well, look at Trump's past. Well, look at Biden's and chill the F out, bro. Don't do the sexual thing either because they both have perverted ways, but Biden is, everybody talks about Trump, right? Like, think about it. Everybody's always talking about, oh, Donald Trump is weird and yada, yada, yada. What do you, you show me any pictures of Donald Trump being weird with kids. I'll wait. He might have been cool with Epstein, but you ain't never, look, I can't say that he didn't touch no kids because I don't know him. But what I can say is there's no pictures of him with no weird compromising positions, unlike Joe. There's plenty of kid pictures of him kissing girls on the forehead and kissing girls on the top of their head and hugging them and touching. It's just creepy, dude. There's a picture that I posted of this little boy looking at Joe like, ugh, like, get off my sister, cuz. But, yeah, like, I just want everybody to free your mind. Do it because you want to. Stop doing it because people tell you. Stop doing it because your best friend decided to vote for such and such. Like, difference of opinion is what makes us great. If everybody thought the same, we would not move. We would not be doing nothing great. A difference of opinion is what makes you figure out that, oh, okay, I need to invert it this way. You know, like, little stuff like that. Oh, okay, bet. Oh, you think the purple would go on that? Okay, well, let me try purple. That's dope. Like, that. Opinions, value them. We are sentient. We talk to each other. We build. We do great things because of different opinion, not because we all think the same. If somebody votes for Donald Trump and that's your best friend, then your best friend just voted for Donald Trump and you vote for Joe Biden, but y'all are still best friends. That is not a reason to stop talking. Oh, I can't rock with that. I can't rock with that. Maybe you like Joe Biden for the same reason Digga does. You know, he wants to do the Obamacare thing again. Maybe you like Donald Trump because the same reason I do. He took away that stupid-ass act of trying to, you know, you got to have insurance and I got to pay into it and all that. I hate that. Just taking people's money for no reason. Joe Biden raising the taxes. Oh, you don't make $400,000. It's still raising the taxes. Joe Biden wants to take away guns. He wants to end fracking. This dude literally lied on the debate and said, oh, I never said that. There's like 3 or 4 videos. This man, we're going to destroy fracking. We're going to take it down. No, 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 no. I just don't know how you guys can watch this stuff and just be like, oh, well, Trump's a liar and Trump does this. And like, you guys have been brainwashed to, like, it's a ridiculous point at this. Like, bro, it's ridiculous. That's the only word that fits. Ridiculous. You hear Trump's name and you literally go berserk. Doesn't matter what happened, it just go berserk. I posted a video on Facebook a couple of days back that showed Trump denouncing racism at least 5 times. Everybody told me I was crazy. Oh, what'd you post that for? Well, the last video that I posted, I literally said I posted it because he denounced racism. And people still messaged me. I said I'm not voting. People still message me asking me who are you voting for or why are you voting for Trump. It was at that point I really realized, like, y'all are ignorant. Like, y'all don't listen. Y'all don't pay attention to anything. You see what you want to see and hear what you want to hear. So it's like, low-key, me saying this is like falling upon deaf ears more than likely, because you're going to be stuck in your ways. But it's just the point, like, do better, be better. Anyway, we're at, what, hour and 10 now? Offset got arrested, got released. Police told him to move his hands off the steering wheel. Well, let's backtrack. Let's go to the story, right? He says he didn't have a gun out the window. The civilians say he did have a gun out the window. His car got hit by a Trump supporter's flag, and then the police stopped him. Video starts. Move your hands, take off your seatbelt. He says no because they have guns pulled out on him. And they continue to say it. He's like, no, you know, they're saying you're causing disturbance. He said, I'm not. Well, look at all these people following you. He lets them know I'm a celebrity. I'm Offset from Amigos. Some people get turned off from that. I understand why he said it, because obviously there's a mob of people following him. I'm a celebrity. So then, of course, they come up, open this window, the video ends. But my thing is this. I seen that video, and then I posted another video on my Facebook. I mean, on my Instagram. Look, y'all see this, right? Y'all see why I had to get off social media. Like, I'm just posting, right? So, video of this lady. This boy got pulled over. This dude, right? He got pulled over, had his registration, yada, yada, yada. Cop asked him everything. He was good. Then the other cop on the other side, roll down your window. He rolls it down all the way. It's like, what do you need to roll it down all the way for? For my safety. What the hell? Like, what? Okay, so that's strike one. Then she walks all the way around to the other side. The main cop, you know, gets the dude's information, goes back to the car to run everything, and this girl's just standing there with her hand on her gun. Oh, yeah, you know, and he's just like, man, it's crazy how y'all treat us, right? It's like Nazi Germany. And then she turns around when the other cop comes back, and, you know, and she asked him if he had a gun in the car, which he told her, yes, it's in the trunk, in a bag, so it's not even, like, anywhere near him. So she's like, yeah, I think we need to do a search of the vehicle for my safety because, you know, over here on no man's land, I don't know if he gets aggressive, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, plus he's talking about Nazi Germany and I don't know how to feel about that. It's just like, you know, she like manipulated everything. So the other cop comes up to him and is like, hey, bud, can you step out, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, wait a second. Like, you know, the dude asks, like, wait, why am I getting out the car? Because I said so. You know, it automatically becomes aggressive. Because I said so, you need to get out the car, blah, blah, blah. He's like, okay, well, hey. And then the girl pulls out the gun, boom, points it at his head. My man ain't even did nothing. All he did was ask a question. Why are you apprehending me? Why am I being stopped? Because you haven't told me yet. You said reckless driving. It wasn't reckless driving. Then he said something else, and it's just like she pulls a gun out. So at that point, of course, the cop opens the door for him, gets him out, and arrests him. And I say both those stories to say, like, the police brutality thing is like a over-preached, over-discussed subject, but it'd be nice if it would just stop. That's really all I had to say. Just wish it would stop. It's annoying. You know, after the Ferguson riots, I got pulled over the next day and I got a ticket. I will say this. I treat getting pulled over like an interview. Sometimes the less you say, the more likely you get a job. You go to an interview, you can talk yourself out of the interview by saying too much. You go to an interview, say what you need to say, answer the questions directly, don't go into tangents, more than likely you'll get the job. Unless, you know, and you, of course you can read body language, so you know how to go. Shucks. But yeah, it's just it's sad, and I just wish it would stop. When you guys get pulled over, I just ask that you guys just chill out, man. I've never had a problem with a cop except for one time, and it was when I was 16. Supervisor came out there, got us out the car, et cetera, et cetera. But even then, you know, you just gotta treat the situation like you want to go home. And I know there's some people that have pride problems, and you know, my pride won't let, look, at the end of the day, do you want to die or not?
Because I don't.
So I'm gonna do what I can to get back to my daughter. She's more important than this nigga pissing me off for racism. So yeah. Either way, I'm off the socials officially. It's just podcasts and text message. You can go to Anchor and you guys can leave me voice memos. You can leave me comments. The YouTube is up. My YouTube is Radical Jack's Views, you know, obviously. That's always up. You check that out. Check me out on there. Give me some views. Every video is not going to be on YouTube, obviously. Some videos will be, because yeah, this one was a vent. You know, I didn't have a subject matter. I just wanted to talk. Antisocial personality disorder or syndrome. What was it? Antisocial personality disorder. Depression sucks. And I just want you guys to know that you're not alone. You can fight it. Get out. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting out. I'm about to start working out. I'm about to put my focus into that. Cooking. Running every morning. I don't know if I'm going to the gym yet. I kind of just want to run just to clear my head. I feel like a good morning run, but it does the body justice, and plus I need to lose weight anyway. I weigh 220, so the goal is honestly 193. That's where I was at the peak of the whole Radical Jack Fitness thing. I was at 193, and I felt colossal. It was awesome. I felt good. Blood circulation was amazing, etc. So 193 is where we're trying to get to, lead a 200-pound range. Only way I want to be 200 pounds if I'm cock diesel swole, you know. But even still, if you are, muscle weighs less than fat does. So, I mean, still, I could be swole as shit and be 198, you know. It'll be really hard. It'll be real hard to... be real hard to be 215 with all muscle, without being super sore. But anyway, I appreciate you guys pulling up. I appreciate you guys listening. If you stayed the whole time, I appreciate it. It's not easy. Sometimes doing this podcast is hard too, man. I had to find the energy to put into it now. It's that's my biggest thing. It's like depression is real, man. It's not a joke. Somebody tells you they're depressed, just call your friend and make sure they're okay. Make sure they're alive. You know what I'm saying? That's all. That's all we got, guys. That's all we got. Next time we get on here, I'm gonna talk about some important stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be Halloween. Talk about some costume ideas. You know. Maybe I'll start recording these more often since I ain't got no Facebook. But I'm going to leave you guys with a little tender note here. Oh, by the way, T.I. just dropped a new album. T.I. versus Jeezy Versus is coming up. That's pretty cool. It's NFL Sunday, baby. So let's see what them Cowboys. No, I'm just playing. They already lost to the Eagles. That was my Jeff Goldblum laugh. So yeah, I'm gonna leave y'all with some SWV. Right? If my phone will play it. There we go. Radical Jack's Views. Rain down. Yo, you know what? I want you guys to, who y'all think is the best female group of all time? Sometimes it's soft as a misty rain that gently touches my soul. It cools the fire that burns in me. SWV is pretty tough. They got that Right Here song. Here we go. I already know what it is, man. Social media is as follows. I ain't on it no more, but I do got a Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter, _ Radical Jack. At name is not Lorenz Tate. And yeah, you know, anchor.fm / Xavier Jackson. Marcus Stover's doing BTC still, you know what I'm saying? BTC apparel, man. Check that out. Yeah, shout out DJ Backwards. Shout out Deshaun J, PC3, phone calls 3. Yo, you know what? Matter of fact, boom, let's do that. So, Deshaun actually has his music on Apple Music. So, the album is called Phone Calls 3. All right. See if y'all, you know, give y'all a little dose of this real quick. Hold on. There we go, Deshaun J. All right, let me give y'all. Let's do the intro. Can actually follow my man at J Must Flourish. That's JayMustFlurish on Twitter and IG.
It's 3. We've been talking for a minute now, a nigga on the way over. Facts. It's gonna be a long night, baby girl. Ain't no chance I'm gonna stay sober. Sipping crown all night, baby. Tell me what you like, and you know it's over. Oh God, you know I'ma do it right. Get drunk, go rounds, till we in a coma. Yeah, baby, you done got me in my zone, and I can tell that she vibing with it. Yeah, I can put her on a couple new things. Shorty got me feeling like it's boomerang, and I'm Eddie Murphy, and she Robin Gibbons. You know what time it is whenever I see her. So when we driving, bet the ride's tinted. It don't matter where, I know she with it. Four wheel drive, but she ride a nigga. Now I'm diving in it. She get nasty when she ready for it, but she acting timid. All on her mouth like I'm playing dentist, then return a favor till she reach her limit. Old school, so I keep it pimping. I can never let her knock me off my pivot. Know the vibes when it's nighttime, but it's something about her that just make a difference. Losing her mind every time I'm in a Nazi tripping. How I hit it with precision.
She say my name like it's tatted on her, so I know it's real. This shit ain't never fiction. No interruptions while on this mission. Got me making a scream like she in submission. Know with my hands, girl, I'm your magician. And I better make you come in this position. I can't complain about what I'm seeing, cause I know that body stay in peak condition. I lift to the ceiling and get that healing, girl. And what you need, you never need prescriptions. I hit it right, so she in the feeling. No, she wanna love, this ain't the definition. Your love is so good, it need recognition. How I hit from the back, guarantee she feeling it. She down to get it. She called me over, so I'm on the way. She get grumpy when she got away. Facts. She my distant lover like a Marvin Gaye. Facts. She callin' asking when I'm coming over, and I know exactly what she trying to say. Yep. She hit my line cause she know every time I can put in work, I don't procrastinate. Nah. She keep it coming, but we never stopping. Stuck in the moment each time we on it, so we make a movie, we don't care who watching. She get the D anytime she can, but she be all into it like it's been a minute. Facts. She got the lights and the music ready, so you know a song when the nigga visits. The boy put it down so she never tripping. Nah. They moaning so loud, bet the neighbors listen. Okay. You know I don't think about no other women, cause she take it the best, ain't no competition. She know it's hers anytime she want it, so it's on any day of the week. Let me know, and girl, I'm on the road, it's you and me. Check.
All right, guys. I'm Jack, and you guys are my listeners. And of course, I always appreciate you guys, man. These are my views. You guys are welcome. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss it. We out.
Smitty on the track.